Blog Talk Radio.
Guest with us today. I'll be checking in soon. But you joining your man Lyricist and my dude Spades. Spades, are you there, sir?
Yama! What a deal, L.
Not much, man. Very, very busy week. Very busy weekend. I definitely want to thank everybody for coming out to the concert on Thursday, man. You know, it was a nice turnout. You know, hell of a feedback, you know, with that show. But it was definitely fun, you know. First gig I've done in almost 2 years, so felt good to kind of get a positive reaction. But I want to thank everybody for coming out. What's going on with you, Spade?
Not much, man. Chill, dog. On this beautiful Saturday morning.
I hear you, man. No complaints, you know. Hopefully we get somewhat better weather. You know, we've had a couple of days where the sun's shining and it was frosty as fuck. So, first topic that we're going to hit on today, man, you know, we're going to talk about, Drake's new album. It went from being Views from the Six to being just Views. So, I haven't heard it personally, but Spades, how do you feel about the album?
I haven't even listened to it, bro. I just heard that it was Views from the Six, and then he was changing shit. So, I don't know. I haven't listened to it. But when I do, I'm pretty sure I'm probably going to like two or three songs, like normal.
It's getting mixed reviews, man. It's a lot of mixed reviews that it's getting. You know, me, I'm not a Drake fan. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend like I am. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's Destin Guy. He's the number one hip-hop artist in the game right now. You know, we can't talk about the Jay-Z's and the Eminem's no more, because right now the game is pretty much what Drake's wanted to be. So, you know, but I don't know. That's just a matter of opinion. In other news, it seems like Cat Williams can't stay out of trouble yet again.
Again?
So I guess this time around, you know, he decided to beat the restaurant manager with some salt or something. You know, he didn't want a salt shaker. So they're making a joke about it. So they're making a joke that he got hit with a charge for salt and battery.
Oh, man.
It's levels to this guy's failures, man. So, I mean, I could keep rambling all day, man. But, I mean, what's going on around your way, sir?
Nothing, man. I'm getting ready for this little basketball tryout thing I got coming up, man. I'm just trying to stay focused on that and keep the household in order, man. I'm just trying to stay dazed. Niggas don't like to be themselves no more, so I'm just trying to stay true to me. Keep up with this radio show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It's all about, you know, maintaining, you know, a very, very busy lifestyle, but, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's all I had as far as my topics for today. I guess we can get into this interview. Do you want to bring in our guest, sir?
Yeah, this is Dominique Streetball, man. I've been watching him on Facebook for a minute. He's been getting things together for the youth and even for the adults to play ball around the city so they have somewhere to go play ball around the city. Something positive, man. You don't see a lot of people doing that nowadays. Everything is so negative. So instead of an artist this week, I figured we'd bring in somebody that's doing something positive like he's doing. So further ado, this is Dominique, Detroit's very own.
What's going on? What's going
Quiet
on?
Quiet Storm Street Bar.
What's going on?
Are you
on?
There, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Hello.
So,
yeah, we can hear you.
I want to welcome you to Surge Radio, man. You know, I thank you for taking the time out to, you know, come and be a guest on our show. So we got some, you know, some pretty good questions to ask you about, you know, Quiet Storm Street Ball Association. So tell everybody who you are, what you stand for.
Shoot, my name, for most people around the city, man, they pretty much know me as Meek. It's short for Dominique. Shoot, as a kid, I was named after Dominique Wilkins. Pretty much me as an individual, you know, been your typical basketball player from your local neighborhood, you know, playing outside, and then was able to take some of my talents to a more professional level. And that level's an opportunity with college and transferring from college into playing with the And1 mixtape tour from 2004 to 2010. So based on my experiences with basketball and, you know, by the time eventually catching up with me, being 34 years old, you know, I'm able to transcend some of those opportunities back to the community and share some of those experiences with kids in the community and neighborhood that, you know, may haven't had those chances or opportunities to, you know, be on certain platforms. So that kind of developed into the organization of QSA, which is known as Quiet Storm Street Ball Association.
All right. So how often do you, like, have games or tournaments?
Well, QSA right now, we currently base most of our structure on events. It's a lot of leagues within the city that's going on currently right now, but I think far as finding your lane and sticking into it, you know, to other opportunities eventually unfold and break through, what's best for us to do events. So we do events. Showcase event basketball games, which is kind of like every 3 to 4 months. But within QSA, we have weekly basketball open run sessions, as well as collaborations with those successful leagues out there that's currently doing a lot of positive things, more on a professional level and more of a pro-am atmosphere. So, you know, I'm a fan of basketball, and most importantly, you know, I support basketball. I don't pick sides. I believe the city, east, west, north, or south, we are one big city, and I treat QSA as a family-oriented type organization that, you know, we blend and bridge the gaps with everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely positive, man. You know, we need more positive activities, you know, happening in the city. You know, when they closed all the rec centers and all that other stuff, man, you know, it definitely had a negative impact on the youth. So to have somebody that's, you know, willing to get out there and offer, you know, activities or, you know, even something more to happen in the community, that's definitely a positive thing, man. So what's your overall goal for QSA?
Pretty much, man, to be a more pronounced organization as far as providing opportunity. You know, QSA is equal opportunity. We welcome all talent, all genders, all ages. We don't discriminate against nobody, you know, because everybody wasn't Michael Jordan overnight. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan wasn't the greatest player overnight. You know, he had to develop his talent into becoming the greatest player, you know. So I treat our organization with that in mind, that, you know, somebody walk through the door may not be just flat-out elite skilled player, you know, or may not compare to some of those known players that's here around the city on a pro-am level. But the more you develop your talents, the more you play, eventually you build yourself into being that superstar player. So I treat everything based on, you know, development and opportunity, you know. It's for everybody, you know. All I ask is for people to take advantage of opportunity, because it seemed like, I think, the city mentality with certain individuals and some with the youth of nowadays, they get stuck on being scared to fail, you know, and I think that kills people from trying stuff, and everybody wants stuff given to them. So QSA is not going to give you anything, but we also offer so much. You know, you got to make your own name. I can't play the game for people, or I can't make opportunities or open doors for people just because of my name or things I've done within the streetball world. You know, I can put you, I can open the door for you or get you to the door, but you have to walk through it.
All right.
It's funny you said that, man. It was like, I think about, what is that, 4.5 months ago, I was I had an opportunity to go overseas, and the agent that I was talking to, you know, was making everything sound good. I had my cash ready. I was getting passport. I got all that. And then the next day, before I sent the other half of the cash, I got a message from Euro Players Online, like, don't trust this guy. He's a scam artist, such and such, such and such. So it was like, it was a break in my spirit. It was like, man, F this shit. I don't want to do this no more. And somebody hit me with the words like, don't be afraid to fail. So it's funny you said that, man. It's funny you said that. That's just another sign to me to keep pushing for what I'm going for. So that's definitely 100.
That's true, man. I agree. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, I've been a player of many talents, you know, as far as my basketball career, you know. But the older I was, you know, one of those players that the older I got, the better my talent started to come together, you know. And when you kind of at the league like that, you race against time because physically you start to get older, but you start to get better. And, you know, taking advantage of opportunities, like even opportunity with the N1 mixtape tour, you know, they would post things around the city in 2003, 2004, having an open run, you know. Mind you, it's a popular thing going on in the nation at the time, but it was like 5,000 people out there, you know, trying to participate for 4 spots, you know what I'm saying? And me being a player that I was, I ain't have nothing to lose. And plus, I ain't never scared to fail. I mean, you can't worry about what other people say or other people's opinion about what you're trying to do with your life. You know what I'm saying? So I took advantage of the opportunity and was selected as the first player. And throughout the years, I continued to maintain my consistency and stay true to being a hard-nosed basketball player with the talents that I had. And it eventually developed into, you know, opposing team deals and having opportunities that every time they came, traveling, touring, doing off-season games. So, I mean, even though you might not be known as the big-time showboat player or the player that's signed the contract, the opportunity still develops for you to continue to excel within what you're trying to do. So, can't quit, you know. And can't be scared to try out and fail because, man, when one door closed, like, 3 or 4 open.
Most definitely.
Right. That's true. So what do you consider to be, or who do you consider to be your biggest influence as far as basketball players?
Being born in being an 80s kid, man, I can honestly say Michael Jordan, you know, which is probably typically everybody's favorite fan. But most influential, I'll say 3 guys. I'll say Dominique Wilkins for one, because I had the ability to dunk. So I always wanted to be a power dunker. And I think Dominique Wilkins was a player that I could relate to that didn't get much credit for the skills that he had, you know what I'm saying, or being considered top greatest, the 50 greatest. Of course, Michael Jordan with his finesse ability to play and do some, you know, acrobatic moves. And then from the 90s, I would say Allen Iverson, because being a 6-foot guard, having multiple skills to play against the giant, I think we all can relate. If we 6 foot, 6'2", you know what I'm saying, 5'11", 5'9", I think everybody can relate to his heart and playing on a high level, regardless of how big everybody around you was. So I would say those are most influential guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's all great players, man. All great players. You know, I mean, I mean, you have to respect somebody like Iverson. You know, he'll fall down, get right back, you know, get right back up and just keep pushing. You know, I mean, you got to respect a person like that. You know, that speaks to so much on court and off court. You know, a lot of people don't understand how the game works. You know, every greatness in preparation. If you're not preparing for every time you touch the court, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, in what you do in life, if you're not preparing to go to work, how can you perform at a high level? I mean, it's all mental. It's all mental, and mental preparation is definitely a very important part of preparation overall. Because I mean, physically, yeah, we can do a lot, but mentally, if you ain't there, that's it.
Yeah, definitely, I agree. You know, that's definitely true. You know, and I agree. You know, and that's some of the things that we built. You know, me personally, and my team, and a couple people that's within my corner, as well as you know, guys from the neighborhood that's having fun within QSA. You know, it's an opportunity. All I ask for people is we focus more so on things that are less costly. You know. I mean, unfortunately, the economy is set where things cost in order to participate or things cost in order to do something. But, you know, a lot of our outdoor movements and outdoor tournaments and things that we have limits the cost, you know, and it excels more so in participation. And, you know, all I continue is to encourage people that, you know, things at this level are, you know, are at a low point as far as what it would cost, but it's free to participate in most things we have. You know, for a session, we have an open gym session every Thursday, but it's through a church. So, you know, the donations and the proceeds don't go to QSA organization. It goes to the church, you know, which is a give back for their environment, you know, as far as the church family and taking guys out of the streets, even if it's for 2 or 3 hours, you know, to play ball. And as well as a lot of, you know, opportunities for guys to get into some of these leagues around the city. You know, we got the PBL league, which is a pretty renowned league going on. We have, you know, NBS, which I've been following for some time now, which have a lot of skilled guys. We got the Detroit league, which is right now one of Detroit's solid leagues that's bringing back the pro-am atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
We also have another organization that I'm real good ties with, which is Save Detroit, through one of my good friends, John. Which he has a basketball platform that he's working on to stop the violence in Detroit, to, you know, reduce some of the things that guys get into, as well as, you know, the St. Cecilia League with 35 and 30 and up guys, you know. So it's a lot of things that guys can really gravitate to participate in, but they have to, you know, channel into it. And, you know, QSA is just another organization that guys can use to target into these different slots if they can't get in there on their own.
Right. So my last question for you. What do you consider to be the biggest challenge for QSA right now?
Biggest challenge, QSA, honestly, I can say is God, dedication. Me personally, I mean, I'm dedicated to it because this is my life, you know, and my life is through QSA. You know, I use the abbreviation QSA for people to, you know, to gravitate towards and be a part of it. I mean, people wouldn't know what QSA is if they didn't know it related to me, far as that was my street ball name. I don't want it to be looked at as, you know, this is Dominique, this is his. It's not mine. I want people to make it their own. So the biggest challenge for QSA right now is for guys to be dedicated to it and be committed to it, you know what I'm saying? Because the challenges of what we deal with every day can take you away from a lot of stuff. And this is just a break, a good ground for people to take their mind off stuff. And over the years, we're going to eventually continue to grow. It's going to get bigger. And I want people to stay within it because when those doors open, they'll be within the system already or they'll be within the organization. And they'd be able to branch off into a lot of things. At the same time, I just wanted to unite the city. And I think bridging the gap is the hardest thing with QSA and other organizations because we're unselfish. We don't really care about who you know or who you cool with or if you're not cool with a guy on the west side. We like to be that guy to bridge the gap or the organization that brings two groups together. So I would love to see all major basketball organizations and leagues collaborate together to do one big positive thing in the city. And that's the biggest challenge, me personally, I say, for QSA with other organizations, is to collaborate, you know, to bridge the gap. And that's just going to be a continued fighting goal for us to try to, you know, do things big. It's a lot. If we, you know what I'm saying, multiple minds is better than just one person. You know what I'm saying? One person can't do it all. So I think more minds, more heads, more participation, and more people coming together, man, can do something for the city as well as other communities around the city. You know, Flint, Saginaw, Pontiac, you know, just the whole area of Michigan, period. To get Detroit respected on basketball, like New York and the Rucker, you know, D.C. and Berry Farms, and, and L.A., you know, places I've been to that I see how they function.
Yep. Yeah, man, that's a powerful thing, man. You know, it's awesome, man, that you're doing this. And, you know, anything that we can do to help out, just let us know. You know, we could definitely, you know, help with sponsoring some events and, you know, coming out. Doesn't matter, man. Just stay in contact with us. So,
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely try to hit that Thursday session. As soon as I get right, I'm hitting that session.
Shoot, man, no problem. Like I said, man, just to throw a shout-out to some things we got going on as far as events. QSA, we scheduled a host of outdoor tournament. You know, it's been going real heavy on Facebook. You know, it's up to like 150-plus shares. It's an outdoor tournament, which is, you know, at Rosa Parks, Duke Ellington Outdoor Court. It's a 5-on-5 tournament. It's a $500 cash prize as well as trophies. And then the championship game will be played and held indoors as like a main event showcase game. So participation for that is $20 per player for guys that's, you know, that's interested. As well as I'm looking to do a QSA versus Court Kings and Hot Sauce Part 2. Part 1 we did was in February, and Court Kings is interested in bringing Hot Sauce as well as another collaboration to play against us, which tentatively right now is supposed to be scheduled, you know, July 3rd. You know, details are still being ironed out, but as well as QSA got the Crash the Court Outdoor Tour, which is going to be it's a free-for-all, doesn't cost anything. It's going to be an outdoor tour traveling to all the parks in the Detroit area, and we're going to have a group of 5 to 6 guys, anybody that want to participate to represent QSA, and we're going to crash the court. We're going to film it. We're going to put it on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. We're just going to continue to build the movement all throughout summer 2016.
All right. Yeah, and tell everybody where they can get in contact with you, how they can find you.
You can check us out on Facebook. Our main page on Facebook is Dominique Street Ball. You just type it in. You'll see the QSA logo with the basketball and the crown. You can catch us on there. You can also check out some of our – we have two group pages within – that page, which is, you know, QSA, Home of the Pit. You will see those two group pages within there. You can catch us on Instagram at QSA _ quiet _ Storm Street Ball. So you can catch us on those, as well as we on Twitter as well as QSA Street Ball. So pretty much anything hashtag Quiet Storm Street Ball Association, you can catch us on all social networks and platforms.
All right, and we'll definitely post that on the website as well and post it on our fan page so everybody can know how to reach out to you. Yeah, I definitely want to come out, you know, check you guys out. You know, I may even get out on court myself. You know, I've been trying to master this move that I got. I'm going to use it on spades first. I call it the habanero head.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so it's called the habanero hezi. So you know, shake a nigga out of his shoes. I do like 100 hesitation moves, like at once in like 10 seconds. So
2K10.
That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Hey, if they stop, if you got 100 moves and they stop 99 of them, keep going till you keep going until you get to the rim.
That's real. That'll most likely happen. They'll probably stop 100.
So, hit them with that 101.
Yeah. But you know what, man? I want to thank you for being a guest on the show, man. Anytime you want to come on here, just let us know. If you got something you want to advertise, you know, get it to us. We'll do it. And we definitely got your back. So, you know, stay in contact with us. All right, man?
Thanks. I appreciate it, man. I definitely appreciate it. You know, we need more positive things like that in the city. You know, I support everybody and support everything. So I definitely appreciate it.
Man, and you know what? We appreciate you too, man. You know, you're doing great stuff for the city. Just keep it going.
All right, thanks.
All right, homie.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. That was Neek with Quiet Storm Street Ball Association. Make sure y'all check them out. You know, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Surge Radio. We're not quite over with yet, but I want to get into this last topic. Now, Spade, sir, what's going on with your basketball career, man? You know, I'll teach you that move you like, man. You know, take the time, you know, to master it. You may, like, you know, first go around.
I may have to add
that
to my repertoire.
Yeah, but... Yeah, man, you know how you are. You know, I was going to name it Whiplash, but I said, no, the Habanero Hezzy is probably better. So.
Yes, it is, man. That name alone brings attention. Lights, camera, action. I can see it, dog. You got to keep the name.
I'm working on it, man. You know, I'm going to come there with some shirts, you know, a big-ass chili pepper on his shirt, and, like, you see me, see a dude shaking. You know, you know, I ain't balling years, man. I'm gonna stop playing while everybody thinks like, man, this nigga don't know what he talking about. You only do like two hesitations,
man.
So,
I'm trying to get this shit popping, dog. I'm just trying to stay focused and hopefully get this tryout going. I ain't going to say speak on too much. I'm just going to put positive vibes in the air, but like, it's coming, bro. I just got a feeling that shit's about to take off, man. I just got to stay true to it. Stick to that lane.
Absolutely. That right there is good advice for everybody. You know, just stay to it, you know. And the topic that I want to touch on while we got a little bit of time left is contribution. What do you think that you're contributing to society? Anybody can talk about, you know, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but how much energy are you putting into it? Because you have to actually put energy into what you do. You have to try to contribute. So don't just about the work. You know, anybody can say a lot of things about, you know, what they're doing. You have actions speak louder than words. Contributions is a very, very important thing. If you are contributing your time, if you are contributing your effort to any cause, you know, you have to evaluate what do you bring to the table. If you're not bringing nothing but just words, it's not a contribution. So if you're truly contributing something, let the action speak. Until next time, y'all, I want to thank y'all for tuning to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's real. You about to get out of here, but to spin this last track by your man Lyricist. It's called A Hater's Tale. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, real hate, man, that's like the art form, man. You know, it's like, you like a born a hater, you know, like myself, man. You know, a lot of cats that can hate, man. I mean, I'm mad, you know, I'm mad at everything, man. You know, brother got a nice car, man. Why you got a car, man? I only got one car. Why you got three cars or a wife or all that, man? Man, that's played out, man. I hate on a nigga till he's totally broke and ain't got nothing like me, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, that's what real hating is all about, man.
Hating stuff and shit, they hating that a nigga. Rich now that I'm up, they want a nigga on some baggy shit. I'm getting money, they hate my money, change shit. I'm about my business and rearranging my patience shit. not for the games, I'm for the growth. Well, I swear I'm with the shark, the view is better from the boat. I guess my optimism, no reason you feel your feelings. I'm reaching for the sky, you barely reach the ceiling. Now that I'm winning, I guess that makes me the villain. Maybe I should have quit a package to honor the mission. Nah, cause I'm focused on my breakthrough. Hate is like the last end, it takes two. Well, I can pray for my enemies. It requires less energy. I put the deity to anything that's